Chapter 1 Thursday, May 12th, 2005. The worst day of my life began as the best day of my life. The alarm went off, and I threw back the covers, leaped out of bed, and jumped on my brother Todd, who was sound asleep in his bed. "Wake up! Wake up! Wake up!" I said, pushing him until he finally rolled over. Satisfied that he was now awake, I reached across his bed to open the blinds. The sun hadn't been up long, but enough Arizona sun filled the room to prevent Todd from going back to sleep. "What time is it?" asked Todd. "It's time to get up," I said, jumping up and down and clapping like a seal. "It's this thing I do when I'm so excited, I can't contain it." I knew it would make Todd laugh. Todd chuckled. "What are you doing?" "I can't help it. This is going to be the best day ever." In a few hours, I would be graduating from college. My peers, all dressed in their caps and gowns, would be seated in chairs on the floor of the Sun Devil Stadium. Admiring friends and family would be in the stands looking on. I would have a seat of honor on the Rays stage. I couldn't help smiling as I thought about all the things I'd overcome to get to this point. Because I'd been born blind, my parents had to fight to get me the education they wanted for me, and eventually they chose to homeschool. Until my college admittance exams at age 14, I'd never taken a standardized test to know how I compared academically to my peers. But now, at age 19, I was graduating summa cum laude with a bachelor's degree in music and piano performance. I'd been selected as a Marshall and Fulbright Scholar, two prestigious awards that would pay for me to continue my academic pursuits in the coming fall at Cambridge University in England. In addition, USA Today had recognized me as one of the top 20 undergraduates in the nation in their All-USA College Academic First Team. Though I had never expected those honors, I had worked hard for them. I had spent the last year filling out applications, writing essays, and interviewing for the scholarship programs. The interviews were the most rigorous part. I had to be prepared to discuss any topic imaginable and be able to defend whatever I said. There are times in life when we work hard, but regardless of our hard work, we don't see the fruits of our labor. But this time, on this day, I would have a bountiful harvest. Before the graduation ceremony, I would be one of the several guests honored by the president of the university at a brunch. Afterward, the dean of the College of Fine Arts would hold a dinner in my honor. And if that wasn't enough, in a few hours, I would be the featured graduation speaker at Gamage Auditorium for the College of Fine Arts diploma ceremony. I'd worked so hard, and despite being blind, I had overcome many obstacles. Now, my life was coming together in the most fantastic way. My dreams were coming true. As I waited for my turn at the podium, adrenaline pumped through my veins. I tried to remain focused. I'd been in the audience at Gamage Auditorium countless times during my 4 years at ASU, usually to see touring productions of Broadway musicals. But now, much like at the main graduation ceremony earlier that day, I was seated on stage next to the dean. A few weeks earlier, I'd been on the stage to perform Beethoven's Second Concerto with the ASU Orchestra after winning a competition. I knew the auditorium and its acoustics well. Designed by Frank Lloyd Wright, the round building had a proscenium stage and three-tiered balconies that held 3,000 people in terracotta cushioned seats. I listened to the polite applause as each of the speakers ahead of me finished, and I noticed how the acoustics sounded different on stage than they did in the audience. As if warming up.